yesterday we were looking at this great Christmas text embedded in the Old Testament, the famous passage in Isaiah 9, which begins in verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." And we talked about the fact that the deity of that child is actually declared in the Old Testament. There is within the Godhead, and when we speak of the Godhead, we mean the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is a plurality in the Godhead. That is, there are distinctions. The persons are distinct. There are three persons. But there is also a mutuality of identity, because God the Father is God. God the second person is God. God the Holy Spirit is God. The second person, of course, being God the Son, who became the Son of Mary at his birth in Bethlehem. And so we see it declared, this mutuality of identity, which includes being God. We see it there in the passage that he's called Wonderful Counselor and the Mighty God. There's also the great mutuality of identity in the phrase Everlasting Father. And this is one place that we know that Jesus is eternal, that he has always existed. And here the close association with God the Father. So even though there's a distinction among the persons, there's a mutuality of identity in the Godhead, this one who is called the Prince of Peace, whom Isaiah celebrated, whom Isaiah anticipated so many centuries before the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.